نتوكل عليه. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا، صدق الله العظيم. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ما من أيام أحب إلى الله أن يتعبد فيها من أيام ذي الحجة، إن صوم يوم فيها يعدل صيام سنة، وقيام ليلة فيها يعدل ليلة القدر، فأكثر فيهن تسبيح والتحليل والتكبير. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين. درش بالله Respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home, we are in the blessed month of Dhul-Hijjah, a month in which the actual rituals of Hajj is performed. The first 10 days or 10 nights of Dhul-Hijjah are extremely valued in Islam. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken an oath by the 10 nights. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ. وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ is related to the 10 nights of Dhul-Hijjah. Allah takes an oath of Fajr, and then He says, وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ. Layalin is the plural of Layl, and Layl in Arabic language means night, and Ashr in Arabic language means 10, the 10 nights. Hajj in itself, subhanallah al-azim, is a very important pillar in Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا. It is incumbent upon every individual, male or female, who has the means, the provisions, to make way towards Haram Sharif, Khanah Kaaba, Baytullah Sharif, for the performance of Hajj, then Hajj becomes farz on that individual. Hajj is such an honorable act that we see that even the women folks, the women of the Ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, were encouraged to perform Hajj. A hadith in front of me here, narrated by Ummul Mu'mineen, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she says, Kultu lil Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Inna naghzu wa nujahidu ma'akum. O Prophet of Allah, we the women folks, we participate with the men folks in jihad. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam straight away interjected and he said, Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Lakunna ahsanul jihadi wa afzaluhu al-hajju hajjun mabrurun. O Aisha, for the women, the best jihad, the most honorable jihad for women is in the performance of Hajj. In another hadith, again narrated by Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she says, Ista'zanuhu nisa'uhu fil jihad. A group of women came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam seeking permission from him so they can participate in jihad. Faqala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to them, Yakfi kunna al hajju. For you, your jihad is in Hajj. In another riwayat it says, Jihadukum al-Hajj. For the women, jihad is in Hajj. Allahu Akbar. And for the women, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that Hajjun mabrurun. Hajjun mabrurun means an accepted Hajj. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, after the hadith just read to you, she says, فَلَا أَدَعُ الْحَجَّ أَبَدًا بَعْدَ إِذْ سَمِعْتُ هَذَا مِنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ رواه البخاري. This hadith is narrated in Bukhari Sharif. She says, after hearing the virtues of Hajj, I have never ever missed out from performing Hajj annually. She continued performing Hajj all the time. Before I continue with this, just want to explain one masla. I have heard and even read in some of the kitabs, a lot of women, obviously for them Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha is the best model, no doubt about it. We have to follow Azwaja Mutahara, the women have to. When they read the biography of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, it is mentioned that Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she had short hair. A lot of women take that as an advantage to themselves, and they point out the biography, the features of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and they say that, well, she had short hair, like Hazrat Abdullah bin Baz has written in some of the fatawas, just he has mentioned that. What we have to remember is that Sharia is based in the sayings of the Quran and the words of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Not just on Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. No doubt what she says holds great value. But nevertheless, Sharia is based only through the revelation Quran and the words of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The reason why, first of all, what we have to understand is that a lot of the people, even the Arabs, they don't have very long beards. Generally, they have short beards. And if you go even further away in the east somewhere, when you look at our brothers, the Malaysian and the Indonesians, when you look at their beards, it's not a full beard. It's only, mashallah, the people who come from the subcontinent, the Asians, the hairy people. That's not the case, is it? And then if you go to China, and when you look at the Chinese people, subhanallah al-azim, they don't have hair at all, Chinese. And the Arabs also have a bit of a curl in the hair. But when you look at the Arabs, subhanallah al-azim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them everything. That is why Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam was an Arab. Amma Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, one of her great traits was that she would perform Hajj every year. And if you read the biography, she was only 18 when Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam expired. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is dunya se rukhsat huye aur parda kar gaye. She was only 18. From then on, she never missed out from performing Hajj. And Hajj is only performed once in a year. Ulama say that it was her noble act. Every opportunity given to her, she would perform Umrah. She would perform Umrah all the time. And that is the reason that if you want to come out from your ihram and be pure and be pak and to make everything lawful for you, what do you have to do? We have to cut the hair, or whatever for the women also, they have to cut the hair. Choti ko thora katna chahiye. And because of excessive Umrah, Allahu Akbar, she had short hair. Because of the ibadat, not because of any other reason. So a lot of women folks take that for granted. That is not right. Subhanallah al-Azim. For women, zinat, khubsurti, beauty is in having not a boy cut haircut, you know, short. Ke peeche se koi dekhe, it looks like a man or something. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. To have long hair, that is zinat. That is khubsurti for the women. That's just one masla coming out from it. And as a dalil, that Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she herself says, فَلَا أَدَعُ الْحَجَّ Never ever have I missed out from Hajj. بَعْدَ إِذْ سَمِعْتُ هَذَا After what I heard from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he said to the women of Medina Munawwara, the Arab women, that جِهَادُكُنَّ الْحَجْ That the jihad for you is what? Hajj. Subhanallah al-Azim. Hajj, in the hadith it comes, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that one of the privileges given to a haji is that on the day of Qiyamah, he will have that honor. He will intercede for 400 members of his family on the day of Qiyamah. Kitni badi baat hai. Saudiya ne flights ban kar diye kya? We can't go for Hajj, can we now? Is it too late? Yeah? Yehi baat hai na. 400 members. Subhanallah al-Azim. In the hadith it comes. And he will intercede. And the concluding words of the hadith are that not only that, Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will purify him and he will be purified like the day when his mother gave birth to him. Kitna masoom hota. No sin. A child that is born, subhanallah al-Azim, pure, free from major and minor sins. But the one condition that you will always find in the riwayat of a hadith when it comes to Hajj, the word Hajj-e-Mabroor. The word Hajj-e-Mabroor. Hajj-e-Mabroor is a very, very important word. Subhanallah. Hajj-e-Mabroor means an accepted Hajj. An accepted Hajj. Accepted Hajj is very, very important. If we just go for Hajj for a pastime or for a holiday and we want to book the 5-star hotels, the best hotels, and the intention is that it will be a good outing for us, Allahu Akbar, that will not be Hajj-e-Mabroor. Hajj means sacrifice. Hajj means sacrifice. There should be this element of sacrifice in it. And even the money that you invest for going for Hajj, it has to be lawful, clean, pure money. In the hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that person who has acquired his wealth through unlawful ways, the business is not halal, and then he goes for Hajj. And in his ihram, when he says, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik. Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in reply to his labbaik, says to him, La labbaik. La labbaik. I don't accept your labbaik. Wala sa'adaik. And I don't accept your sa'adaik. Wa hajjuka mardudun alayka. And your hajj will be flung onto your face. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not accept his hajj. So we have to be very, very sure. It's easy to get money, £2,000 or £1,000 or whatever, and go for Hajj all the time. The main thing is taqwa. The main thing is taqwa. A lot of people say that, how do we know if our Hajj has been accepted or not? We don't expect Jibreel Amin to descend down and tell us that, okay, Allah has accepted your Hajj. They are alamat, they are signs. Like, there is no specific date given to us when the last hour will be the day of judgment. But they are alamat, they are signs. Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam has given us signs. The ulama say that when a person comes back from Hajj and if he has changed, if there is this transformation inside him for the good, then insha'Allah ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has accepted his Hajj. And that should be a continuous struggle until death. And if Allah gives you the tawfiq to pray Fajr namaz, and then He gives you the tawfiq to read Zuhr Salat, that means Allah has accepted your Fajr. When you read your Zuhr Salat, and then you read your Asr, that means Allah has accepted your Zuhr. When you read your Asr Salat, and Allah gives you the tawfiq to read Maghrib Salat, that means your Asr has been accepted. And if you are punctual in your Salat, then feel free that without a doubt, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is accepting all your salats. Because Allah is giving you the tawfiq to come to His house. That is why in the hadith it comes that when you see a haji returning back from Hajj, I'm not sure if it's done here in England, but certainly when you go to India, Pakistan, we have those flowers and all sorts of things. Allahu Akbar. And Ajeeb o Ghareeb Izzat ki jati hai haji ke liye. Because you see, a man saves up money. After 15, 20, 25, 30 years, he gets that opportunity to go for Hajj. So it's something new. Not everybody has that opportunity to go. But in this country, mashallah, Allah has blessed us with wealth, so we can go all the time. And a lot of people have this habit, mashallah, they go for Hajj every year, and they go for Umrah also every year. But I have heard that from next year, I think the Saudi government is going to restrict the Muslims in England. And if you have performed Hajj, wallahu alam, I have just heard that only after 5 years, the next opportunity for Hajj will be given to that individual. As far as Umrah is concerned, you can do that all year round. But Hajj only once. Wallahu alam. In the hadith it comes, when you see a Haji coming back, returning back home, what we have to do is receive him at least at the airport before he gets back to his destination, reaches home. In the hadith it comes that when you see a Haji, embrace him and make salam to him and say to him, request to him to make dua for you. Make dua for you. Ask him to seek forgiveness on your behalf from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that any haji who comes back from Hajj, insha'Allah ta'ala, every dua that he makes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts that. With the condition of Hajj Mabrur being there. Hajj Mabrur being there. That mashallah, if he's muttaqi. That is why you will see a lot of scholars, when they see someone coming from Hajj, they embrace him, make salam to him. And the simple dua they make is, Yaghfirullahu lana walakum. Yaghfirullahu lana walakum. Allah Pak, Hamari maghfirat kare, aur tumari maghfirat kare. Or another thing what we can do is, mashallah, when we have our relations going for Hajj, you can phone them or at least write something on a piece of paper if you can confide in that individual and tell him that when you stand on the plains of Arafat, make dua for me. This is my dua. And one must never forget when you meet a Haji to remind him that if there is a possibility, then give my salatu wa salam to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that will include Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq and Hazrat Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala. Very, very important. That is an element of love that you are showing. Fir wo kare na kare. At least on your behalf, you must say to him, make sure if there is a possibility, then give salatu wa salam to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiyallahu ta'ala, he was not a sahabi, but subhanallah, a great man, great fazilat is given to him, and because of that I say radiyallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Umar bin Abdul Aziz is from the progeny of Hazrat Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala. It was his habit that every time he would see someone going to Medina Munawwara, he would respect that individual, go to him and say to him, when you stand in front of the Rosa of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, please pass my salam. Umar bin Abdul Aziz, Amirul Mu'mineen at that time, please pass my salam to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar, that is a sign of love. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in the hadith, Al-Hajju marratun, faman zada fatatawwa'un. Hajj is only once. Hajj is only once. After reaching the age of puberty, if you have performed Hajj, then the farz is saqit from you. You have completed your obligation, the farz that was on your head. فَمَنْ زَادَ, anyone after that, if he goes annually, every time, and he performs Hajj, Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam, he said, فَتَطَوَّعُنْ, that is nafal. That is nafal. One can't make an intention like, oh, when I went for the first time, I wasn't well aware of the masail, and mashallah, I was not that muttaki, but now I want to go. That will not be your Qarz Hajj. Qarz Hajj will only be the Hajj you perform for the first time. Coming back to the 10 days, the 10 nights of Zilhijjah, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in a hadith, Hazrat Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala an-Izdarawi, he says, Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, أَنَّهُ قَالَ بِمَكَّةَ عَامَ الْفَتْحِ أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ. On the day when Makkah Mukarramah was conquered, our sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave a khutbah. And he said, أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ, O people, إِنَّ اللَّهَ أَكْرَمَكُمْ بِالشَّهْرِ ذِي الْحِجَّةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored you with the month of Zilhijjah. In reality, the month of Zilhijjah is an honor for the Muslims. The month of Zilhijjah. What are we to do in the month of Zilhijjah? Our sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, switch off your televisions. What are we to do? Switch off our televisions. Forget the Bollywood and the Hollywood films. Switch off the televisions. That is what we can do. The least we can do. Wipe out. Save yourselves from guna totally. Be regular and punctual at least for the 10 days of Zilhijjah. 10 days. Subhanallah, the Hujjaj are there. And the time of Ayyam-e-Tashriq will be coming from the 9th of Zilhijjah of Fajr, where not only the Hujjaj, but even everywhere in the world, all the Muslims will be glorifying the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallahu, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. It's Allahu Akbar, the 10 days, Allah has taken qasam. Let us respect the qasam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken in the Quran, وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ, and save ourselves from sins. What is the prescription that Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam has given us? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, فَأَكْسِرُوا فِي تَعْزِيمِ اللَّهِ. O Allah ke bando, Zilhijjah ke mahine mein, tum kasrat se Allah Rabbul Alameen ki ta'zeem karo. Increase yourselves in honoring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fazkurullah. Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the 10 nights. Qa'idan, even when you are sitting. Qa'iman, even when you are standing. Mashiyan, even when you are walking. Raqiban, even when you are traveling. Fi kulli waqtin wa sa'atin, every time and at every hour given to you. Allahu Akbar, engage yourselves in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Valuable days, my respected brothers. We are already in the third day of Zilhijjah. Mawlana Dawood already given us a fatwa. Already given us a fatwa that we can't clip the nails and trim the mustache. Subhanallah. But let us not forget that is mustahab and sunnah. It is not wajib and farz, that is haram for you. It is sunnat and mustahab. That is the masla. But we have to honor the 10 days that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. In another hadith, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, مَا مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أَحَبَّ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَنْ يَتَعَبَّدَ فِيهَا مِنْ أَيَّامِ ذِي الْحِجَّةِ. The most beloved days to Allah in which one can worship Him are the 10 days of Zilhijjah. The 10 days of Zilhijjah. Inna sawma yawmin fiha ya'dilu siyama sanatin. One roza is equivalent to the fasting of 1 year. If someone intends to fast tomorrow, for an example, then the reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him is equivalent to 1 year. This is hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa qiyama laylatin fiha يَعْدِلُ لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. And to stay awake in the 10 nights of Zilhijjah, Allahu Akbar, it is equivalent to worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the night of Qadr, like how one would worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Laylatul Qadr. Working out the total, if you fast for 10 days, and fasting on Eid day is what, jayz? Not jayz, it is haram, yeah? You know that. So fasting on 10 days would mean that on the Eid day it is haram to fast, but on the 10th day, from Subah Sadiq until Eid Salat, not to eat, and to eat after Eid Salat for the Qurbani, that will be like fasting for one whole day. So that is what is meant by fasting for 10 days. If you fast for 10 days, the sawab you get is equivalent to 100 years of roza. And the women folks listening at home, they are more active than the men folks. Whatever fazilat they hear, Allahu Akbar, they take it literally and they fast. SubhanAllah. But my advice to the women folks is that when they fast, make sure they take permission from their husbands. They take permission from their husbands. But 10 days is equivalent to 100 years of roza. And 10 nights of ibadat, calculation mein kar raha tha, it comes to 8,330 years of ibadat. Kitni ibadat? How merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. My respected brothers and elders, if one brother can give a 10,000 pound check to a masjid or any masjid, then you think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bakhil of giving sawab to a Muslim brother? If he with this intention wakes up in the night for 10 nights after hearing the fazilat, that the fazilat is of 8,333 years of ibadat. Subhanallah al-Azim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِنَّ التَّسْبِيحِ وَالتَّحْلِيلِ وَالتَّكْبِيرِ. So what you do, increase yourselves in saying Subhanallah, Tahleel, La ilaha illallah, and Allahu Akbar. So for the 10 days, the minimum thing what we are to do, my respected brothers, is to pray Isha Salat with Jamaat, getting the first off with Takbir-e-Ula, and pray your Fajr Salat with Jamaat. Minimum, kam az kam, aadmi itna kar le. If he can't stay awake in the night or wake up for Tahajjud, then at least make the intention for the 10 nights to perform Isha with Takbir-e-Ula and for Fajr with Takbir-e-Ula. And that is possible. I personally know one brother, mashallah, who comes here. This is not his local masjid, but I know him. Occasionally he comes here for Salat. And SubhanAllah, his habit is never to miss, not namaz, never to miss Takbir-e-Ula. All the time, when the Imam says Allahu Akbar, he is there behind the Imam saying Allahu Akbar. They have the tawfiq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the tawfiq to someone, an individual. And SubhanAllah al-Azim, the doors open up for that individual. If you have the opportunity, you can fast. SubhanAllah, do fast. In a riwayat in Ibn Majah, narrated by Hazrat Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala is the narrator, and he says, Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that anyone who stays awake in the two nights of Eid, that is the day of 9th of Zilhijjah and the preceding night of Eid, and anyone who stays awake that one night, the night of the two Eids, unfortunately what happens is that after the 9th of Zilhijjah, all the children, all the family members are all very, very excited that mashallah, tomorrow is Eid, tomorrow is Eid, tomorrow is Eid. And sometimes we become neglectful. We don't realize that even that night, Allahu Akbar, there is great fazilat. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that anyone who does ibadat in the night, and saying, when I say ibadat in the night, I don't mean that waking up for 3 hours, staying awake for 3 hours and making tahajjud. Allahu Akbar. Even if you wake up for half an hour, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, for 10 minutes, you go to sleep, your alarm clock is on, go and make wuzu. Make wuzu, minimum, read your 2 rakats, make dua, and then go to sleep again and wake up for tahajjud. Inshallah, the reward will be there. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that on the day when all the hearts will die, at that time, that person's heart will not die. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us the tawfiq, that we make qadr of the 10 days that Allah has given us. And Allahu Akbar, the days are going so fast, so fast. We cannot afford to miss out even one sunnah. Even today, Maulana Adam Saab, in his Jummah Bayan, was saying that I see people after Jummah Salat rushing out from the mosque. Rushing out from the mosque. They don't pray their sunnat, they don't pray their nafal salat. They have the time to smoke a cigarette which will take them 15 to 20 minutes. But by God, if a Maulana takes 5 minutes of the bayan or 10 minutes of his bayan, and you'll see the eyes. Mauli sahab, tamaro dhando hoon che. Tamaro kaam to namaz padhavano. Hamko kaam karna hai. ہم کو کام کرنا ہے. فائن الحمد للہ وی گیو دیم دا بینیفٹ آف ڈاؤٹ, ٹائم از ٹائم الحمد للہ, بٹ دیٹ از ناٹ دا کوشچن. بیکاز سو مینی پیپل آؤٹ سائڈ چٹ چیٹ ٹاک اینڈ اسموک اے سگریٹ, ڈو آل سورٹس آف تھنگز اینڈ ڈونٹ ایون ریئلائز دیٹ وی ہیو مسڈ آؤٹ from the sunan, from sunnahs on the day, Juma day. And that is the case not only with Jamia Mosque, even with Masjid-e-Omar, and I'm sure with a lot of the masajid. We have to make sure that we become regular. Make your tasbihat and make sure you perform all your sunan, even your nawafil, at least for the 10 nights that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Inshallah, I won't take much of your time. Another very important masla is regarding the masail of qurbani is wajib, a very important aspect, a salient feature in Islam. In the last welfare hajj of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the hadith narrated by Hazrat Jabir bin Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala an fi sifati hajj an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Jabir bin Abdullah is explaining to us, he's giving us the description of the hajj of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, falamma kana yawm an-nahri nahara rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 63 wa nahara Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu ma ghadar, that the very last year when Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed his hajj, he made qurbani, he sacrificed the animals, the camels, with his own hands, a total of 63 camels. Kitni camels? 63 camels. And they were all together approximately, the riwayah says, mi'atu badana, approximately 100 camels were there. And all of them, in the riwayat it comes, were rushing in front of Huzur alayhi salatu was salam and putting their necks in front of Huzur alayhi salam. All of them. In fact, it comes that a group of the companions were holding the camels back. For everyone wanted to come under the blade, the knife of Huzur alayhi salatu was salam, to have that privilege that subhanallah ilazim, the blood that is spilled out of my body, subhanallah, has been sacrificed for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it has been performed by the hands of Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam. This is unique and exclusive, only with Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam, not with us. Allahu Akbar. 63 animals, 63 camels. And one masla is that when you make qurbani, if you have the skill, mashallah, we are not to give pain to the animal. A lot of people, astaghfirullah al-azim, when they make qurbani, even the knife, the blade is blunt and it gives taklif to the animal. The blade should be sharp, one shot, shahrat kya hai, cut jaye, to minimize the pain for that animal. And you should have a bit of experience also, tajruba. Shouldn't be, if you have that skill, alhamdulillah, continue. And it is preferable, the fazilat is there for that person to do qurbani. But if you can't do your qurbani, the least one can do is to witness the animal, to see the qurbani animal in front of your own eyes. It is said that, qala rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the qurbani was being done on behalf of Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Hazrat Fatima, Ya Fatima, O Fatima, Kumi, stand up. Fashhadi azhiyatika, and see and witness the qurbani performed for you. Subhanallah al-Azim. And Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha stood up, and Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, looking at her, said, Ya Fatima, فَإِنَّهُ يُغْفَرُ لَكِ بِأَوَّلِ قَطْرَةٍ تَقْتُرُ مِنْ دَمِهَا كُلُّ ذَنْبٍ عَمِلْتِهِ. Allah Ta'ala forgives all your sins by the very first drop of blood. ایک قطرہ گرتا ہے زمین پر, Allah forgives all your sins. In another hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, the flesh and blood will make the scales on the day of Qiyamah very, very heavy. In another hadith, Huzur alayhi salam has said that for every hair and fiber, reward is given, which is not possible to count. You can't count the hair on that animal. Allahu Akbar. So we have to make sure. A lot of people are seriously being neglectful about qurbani. Even 16-year-old, 17-year-old, they have the money to buy trainers worth 70, 80 pounds, 90 pounds. They have the power to buy a PC worth 850 pounds, 950 pounds. But when it comes to making qurbani, the 17-year-old and the 18-year-old, I can't afford it. And the father will also say, فَإِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا. Look at the conditions. Qurbani, personally, I feel, for the majority of the people, that is who have, mashallah, reached that age, qurbani is wajib on every individual. Every individual. Who hasn't got money in the bank today? 100 pounds, 150 pounds. Kiske paas nahi? Subhanallah ilazim. And the condition in qurbani is not that the savings should be there until one whole year has elapsed. No. One whole year does not have to elapse. Even in that 24 hours, if you have that money, qurbani becomes wajib for that individual. We have young people buying cars, all sorts of things they have, even spectacles, even watches, even shoes, trainers, clothes, designer clothes. One pair of clothes, ek jori, which you can buy for 20 pounds, but because it has got gap, what has it got? Gap. Ab gap ko isi hai. GAP. Now to promote gap, what they do is that they put that GAP for 10 pounds. So everybody says, oh, gap, 10 pounds, very cheap. But it's not cheap. They want to promote gap. I hope anybody from gap is not listening. Sit care of. And this is our mentality. We want to promote Allah. But promote what? Let us promote the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, kudrati, naturally, if an item is good and it fits you and it looks good and it is, mashallah, Islamically it is jais for you, then fabiha, there is no problem with that. If something is good. But to spend just because of the name, and then when it comes to qurbani, we think of the fatwas. As Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, was told by Huzur alayhi salam to recite this ayat, inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen la sharika la wa bithalika umirtu wa ana awwalul muslimin. Verily my salat, my qurbani, my living, my dying is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? In the pre-Islamic era, qurbani was done. A lot of communities performed qurbani. The Jews made qurbani. The Christians made qurbani. The pagans were doing qurbani. But their qurbani was in the name of idols. Some of the people were making qurbani in the name of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. But when Islam came, when Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam came, everything false was abolished. And qurbani is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why the shortest surah in the Quran, which is, Inna a'tayna kal-kawthar. The shortest surah, not the shortest ayat. The shortest surah. Mind you, the longest ayat in the Quran is a difficult one. I see some ufaz in the audience, but I won't challenge no one. Allahu Akbar. But that's a very difficult ayat, the longest ayat. But the shortest ayat is surah is very, very easy. Inna a'tayna kal-kawthar. وصلي لربك وانحر فصلي ومحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم perform your salat لربك only for your Lord وانحر and make qurbani only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam stayed in Medina Munawwara for 10 years and every year without fail he would make qurbani every year. That is why from this hadith the ulama have deduced that you don't have to be in Makkah Mukarramah. Some people feel only the hujjaj have to do qurbani. No. Everyone, everywhere, wherever there are Muslims, qurbani has to be done. Qurbani is a must. وَبِذَلِكَ أُمِرْتُ وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. اسی کا مجھے حکم دیا گیا ہے اور میں مسلمانوں میں سے ہوں. Just a few masail I have written inshallah which will make it even easy for us to understand. If we have children at home and over 15, 16, 17, check the bank account. If they have money, then even qurbani is zaruri on their behalf. First of all, what we have to remember is takbir-e-tashriq. Every Muslim, male or female, must know this tasbih. very, very important to make this tasbih from the Fajr of 9th Zilhijjah to the Asr of 13th Zilhijjah. In total it is 23 namazis. To recite audibly once is wajib. What is it? Wajib. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi lam. A lot of our mothers and sisters at home, it is the duty of the men folks when we go home, ask them, have you learned this tasbih? Do you know this tasbih? If they don't know this tasbih, then prepare them for this tasbih, because time is coming that they will be performing salat at home alone and they won't know this tasbih. And for not making amal on a wajib, they will be gunegar, the women folks. So a lot of women at home, it is absolutely important that you know this tasbih. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. Qurbani, the masla of qurbani is wajib on every Muslim who possesses 612.36 gram of silver or wealth to that value. A year does not have to pass on this wealth like zakat. So if you have money, for an example, just today, if you have approximately even more than 100 pounds in qurbani is there for you. Aap total kar le mujhe, I am not quite sure the value of it in pounds, 612.36 grams of silver. And if you have that much money, or saved up that much money in the bank account, then qurbani is wajib on every individual. If a father or someone who is the head of the family decides to make qurbani on behalf of other members of the family, that is permissible. That is also permissible. The time of qurbani is performed from the 10th of Zilhijjah to the evening of 12th of Zilhijjah. A lot of brothers want to make qurbani in India or in Afghanistan, according to the situation. Subhanallah, if Allah gives him the tawfiq, then he should do one qurbani here and also some qurbani in India, Pakistan. So that way he also benefits from his qurbani. But if one wants to perform qurbani somewhere else, for good reasons, not for saving money, but for good reasons, inshaAllah ta'ala, he will have the reward. Sheep, goats suffice for only one person. And in the case of cows, ox, buffaloes and camels, that will suffice for seven people. So if there are seven people upon whom qurbani is wajib, mashallah, you can go for a bigger animal and that will suffice for everyone in the family. If qurbani is not performed, it will still remain wajib. So for an example, if someone did not know the masla and he feels that he hasn't performed qurbani for the past years, for 2 years, 3 years, that wajib will remain wajib on his head until he makes qurbani. So qurbani is a wajib, you have to make qurbani. Qurbani can also be performed for the deceased people. Rishtedaron mein se kisi ka intikal ho gaya, alhamdulillah, that is very good. Subhanallah, and if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given, blessed someone with wealth, he should make a lot of qurbani, and especially the qurbani reward should be given to Hazrat-e Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The isale sawab must be given to Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam. Inshallah, the barakat of that is very great. That's just the calculation. Fasting for 10 days, reward is 100 years of fasting. Alhamdulillah, an opportunity is given to us. It's not that you have to keep all the 10 days, whatever you can, even 1 day, 2 day, 3 day, inshallah, for one roza, 1 year ibadat. Staying awake for 10 nights, the reward is 8,333 years. We still have a lot of nights. The one thing we have to remember, switch off the televisions. What are we to do? Switch off the televisions, at least in the ayyam of Hajj. Very important. Respect the month of Hajj. InshaAllah ta'ala, if you can do that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will honor us. Kya hai? Kitne din? 8-10 din ke liye. Qurbani thori aadmi de de. Gunao se bache. Uryani, fahashi, all the pornographic movies and the bad items that are shown in television. And in the blessed days, Allah has taken qasam wa layal in ashr. So we have to respect that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية في الدنيا والآخرة اللهم إنا نسألك من رزاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من غضبك والنار يا الله يا رحمن يا رحيم يا الله جو حج میں گئے ہیں یا اللہ ان کے حج کو قبول فرما یا اللہ جو یہاں ہے اپنے وطن میں ہے یا اللہ ان کو بھی تو قبول فرما یا اللہ ان کی عبادت کو قبول فرما یا اللہ ان کی جو حاجت ہے یا اللہ ان کی حاجت کو تو پورا فرما یا اللہ اس محفل میں مجلس میں گھروں میں یا اللہ کوئی بیمار ہو ان کو شفاء کاملہ عاجلہ نصیب فرما یا اللہ جو کوئی مقروض ہو یا اللہ غیب سے یا اللہ تو ان کی مدد فرما یا اللہ ان کو قرض سے بری فرما دے یا اللہ جس کو جو تکلیف ہو یا اللہ اس تکلیف کو تو دور فرما یا اللہ پورے عالم میں جہاں کہیں مسلمان ہو پریشان حال ہو یا اللہ ان کی پریشانی کو تو دور فرما یا اللہ تو مہربان ہے یا اللہ تو رحیم ہے یا اللہ تو نے ہمارے اوپر بہت احسان کیے ہیں یا اللہ ہم نے تیری قدر نہیں کی دین اسلام کی یا اللہ ہم نے قدر نہیں کی قرآن کریم کی ہم نے قدر نہیں کی یا اللہ رحمان ہے رحیم ہے یا اللہ تو ہمیں معاف فرما دے یا اللہ بلا حساب و کتاب جنت میں جگہ دے دے یا اللہ موت آنے والی ہے یا اللہ موت کے وقت یا اللہ تو ہماری حفاظت فرما یا اللہ سکرات کے وقت تو ہماری حفاظت فرما قبر میں یا اللہ ہم اکیلے جانے والے ہیں یا اللہ ہماری قبروں کو منور فرما یا اللہ ہماری قبروں کو منور فرما یا اللہ تو ہمیں توفیق دے دے موت سے پہلے ہم توبہ طائب ہو جائے استغفار کرے گناہ کبیرہ سے یا اللہ تو ہماری محفوظ فرما گناہ کبیرہ سے یا اللہ تو ہماری محفوظ فرما یا اللہ ہر قسم کے شرور و فتن سے تو ہماری حفاظت فرما یا اللہ ہماری اولاد کی تو حفاظت فرما یا اللہ ہماری عورتوں کی یا اللہ تو حفاظت فرما پورے عالم میں یا اللہ جہاں کہیں مسلمان پریشان حال ہے یا اللہ ان کی پریشانی کو تو دور فرما فلسطین کے مسلمانوں کی حفاظت فرما افغانستان کے مسلمانوں کی حفاظت فرما پاکستان کے مسلمانوں کی حفاظت فرما ہندوستان کے مسلمانوں کی حفاظت فرما بوسنیا کے مسلمانوں کی حفاظت فرما افریقہ کے اندر مسلمان کے جو علاقے ہیں اللہ ان کی حفاظت فرما روس کے مسلمانوں کی حفاظت فرما امریکہ یوروپ کے اندر جو مسلمان ہیں یا اللہ تمام کی تو حفاظت فرما یا اللہ تو رحمان رحیم ہے یا اللہ حدیث پاک میں آتا ہے کہ ماں سے زیادہ محبت یا اللہ تجھے ہے تیرے بندوں کے ساتھ یا اللہ ہم گنہگار ہیں لیکن یا اللہ تو رحمان ہے رحیم ہے یا اللہ تو رحمان ہے رحیم ہے یا اللہ ہماری جو تمنا ہو اس تمنا کو تو پورا فرما یا اللہ اس ملک میں اسلام کو پھیلا دے اسلام عام ہو جائے